This is 89.1 KMUW. The new Advanced Learning Library in Wichita is filling up with books and new furniture as staff prepares for the grand opening in June. The biggest part of the move from the Central Library downtown involves transporting and shelving nearly a half million books, magazines, and other materials. KMUW's Deborah Shaw reports.
As a small moving truck backs into a garage at the Advanced Learning Library, several workers are standing by, ready to unload. The truck is filled with about 35 cardboard boxes full of books. The boxes sit on wooden dollies with wheels, so they move easily. Kent Hallett with Hallett Movers estimates each truckload carries about 3,000 books.
In our containers, we get three 36-inch shelves of books in one container. When it comes to rare books or something like that, we just put one shelf by itself so nothing can harm it.
The crew from Hallett Movers takes the boxes from the truck directly to the area designated for each collection. It takes less than 15 minutes to empty the truck. Hallett says they make about 14 trips a day between the two libraries. Planning for the Central Library relocation began about 2 years ago, long before the moving crew arrived in mid-May.
It's not like moving your home library from one place to another.
Cynthia Berner is director of the Wichita Public Libraries. She says they had to think through logistics as they created an inventory of the Central Library and a master moving plan.
The real challenge is we have things on four floors that are consolidating into two floors, but it's not as simple as the second and third floors become the second floor. We have things going all different directions.
To make sure every book gets to exactly the right shelf in the right place in the Advanced Learning Library, Berner, her staff, and a team from Hallett Movers mapped out the new building. Kent Hallett says that's why the actual move is happening at a quick pace.
A little over 2 weeks ago, five of our staff came here from Chicago to measure and tag and plot the collection so it'll all fit in it on the shelves, spread out evenly.
Nick Baker is unpacking hardcover books in the nonfiction storage room on the second floor.
I listen to a podcast usually in the afternoon, music in the morning, kind of break up the day like that.
He has set up a lot of public and university libraries during the 12 years he has been with Hallett Movers.
New library is always fun, just because the amenities are brand new. Yeah, I really like the big TV downstairs. I feel like that's something you don't see a lot, you know, in libraries.
Before Baker and the rest of Hallett's crew arrived in town, the library staff checked the condition of every item in the collections and removed anything outdated.
We will be really expanding our purchasing of new materials for the next several months. So we'll rebuild the collections in the parts of the subject areas where we need that because we removed the outdated material.
The Central Library on South Main Street served as the main branch for the Wichita Public Library system for more than 50 years. It was also a hub of community history. File cabinets are full of thousands of original library card applications. Delicate old photographs are being moved inside their storage containers to prevent damage. Berner says staff members found bronze plaques that the Wichita Police Department had stored at the library decades ago.
It took a lot of moving and reorganizing and digging very deep into what we call the vault. And there were the two plaques kind of propped up against the wall. And so, you know, we've been able to share those back with the police department.
Once the books are unpacked, the empty box carts are rolled back outside onto the moving truck to return to the Central Library for another load. The moving company expects to wrap up its work by the end of the week. Berner says after that, her staff will do final prep at the $38 million Advanced Learning Library.
We'll take just a couple of weeks to fine-tune, get everything in the final formats, make sure our staff are sufficiently trained in all the things that are new, and then we will be opening to the public.
The library's opening ceremony is set for Saturday, June 16th. For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Shar.